Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Giannis injury. Now, I know a couple years ago he had the hyperextended knee and then came back and won the title. So, you know, the one for one there. But last year he got hurt and the Heat knocked him off. So, it's the Giannis injury opens things up and the path is there. They just got to break through and take it, man. But it's right there for them. Looking forward to the postseason. Big one against the Magic tomorrow. See if they can get to the sixth seed. They probably can. It's probably going to be Sixers Heat in the first play-in game, and hopefully
at least it'll be here.
Hopefully it's here. 215-592-9494. Also looking for your best sports moment, or a sports moment that you wish social media was around for, in honor, I guess, of the Bronco chase with OJ passing away earlier today. There's some big ones.
I had one for you, and I didn't give it to you yet. Well, I would go with the Dirty 30 going to the draft and booing five.
Oh, it would have been so funny. You see, yeah, that would have been great. You see Kenny up there, you know, the shoulder pads guy, Sean. Love Sean. But, yeah, it would have been so funny. Because if that happened today, people are furious at the Dirty 30.
Outraged at him.
That would never happen. I know the Negadelphia thing is kind of still there. But not when
you're right. We don't want it shown like that.
Not when
we have the number two pick in the draft.
For sure. And you're getting a quarterback? The morning show host here wanted a running back. Grow up. I know we did Bijan Robinson last year, but listen, that's different than the number two pick, okay? I know it's different than the number two pick, but there was some comps. I'll give one because I've been waiting for it.
What'd you get?
Wilt allegedly scoring 100. Allegedly scoring 100. By the way. Quick thought on the 100.
So on brand for you.
Quick thought on the 100-point game. All I hear is about, defense is sham in the NBA, yada, 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 130 points. 169 to 147 was the final score of that game. What do you think the quality of basketball is being played?
No defense being played.
What are we talking about? Howard's on here railing against the NBA every single day. 169 in a four-quarter game?
Yeah, that ain't good.
Stop.
That's not good.
I would love to know that.
170 points.
Again, there's no video of it. And by the way, Ike took the under of the game, but there's no video of it. So I would love to know what the quality of that basketball game was, because I'm sure it was incredibly low. 215-592-9494. Wade's in Chester. What's happening, Wade?
Man, you took my answer, dog.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
Man, that's crazy, dog. But, all right, I'm gonna take the other joint.
I just saw your text. That's my bad.
I'm gonna take the other joint with 100 bodies.
Ah, the 20,000 bodies.
20,000 bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Just a bit off.
Even 100 bodies is unbelievable.
Yeah, yo, man, like what Spike said when he was in a while ago, he was like, man, this every year y'all get the first seed and y'all lose. So, like, it's a different weight now. Like, it don't matter. Like, the regular season is it don't matter.
Yep.
As long as you get into the tournament, you got a chance. And as long as MB stay healthy, y'all can do
Hold
it.
Hold on, aren't you a Heat fan? I mean, aren't
he
you?
Is.
Really
yeah,
man,
he
yo,
is.
Listen, I'm a Heat fan, man. But listen, I'm gonna be on Broad Street, bro. I ain't playing. Listen, man, I ain't raising my kids to be no. I like players, so
right.
You feel me? My love is the Eagles. I listen to this show because of the Eagles. I'm turned out, so like I cheer for the. I'm rooting for the Sixers, man. I've been part of the process. I was part of the process. I went to the last game when the Heat put y'all out in the playoffs at the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
And then I was part of it when they traded Noel. I'm like, dang, what they doing? I've been following this, so I'm trying to see the finish line.
Yeah,
and the Sixers. Right? I'm sorry.
Which the one, Phillies, the Aliens man? Or Phillies? Yes.
Yeah, the Phillies. They need to get it together, Jack. You know what I'm saying? They get the pressure on. ESP told you. He said when the expectations are, let's see how they perform with expectations on. So let's see what they do. And then
well, we're not giving Elliott credit for anything.
One more thing. You see how Hester got into the Hall of Fame? I'm speaking into existence. That's a good look for you, Ike. You can probably get into that Eagles Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Special teamer.
Long overdue.
Right, everybody try to come at you because you play special teams, right? You wasn't started.
Yeah.
This ain't high school. High mm-hmm. school, you play special teams. That means
that's all you play. Right. Yeah, you couldn't play.
They fill you out, and yeah. Not even that. Then when college, you make special teams, you still get a scholarship. You was getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I the practice squad get $100,000.
Yes, like, sir.
Come on, man. Stop playing. I'll be a water boy.
And plus, listen, I was the third down linebacker here for my last 4 years here.
That doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah, it does not get talked about enough.
We act like you're just out there.
I was just out there doing strictly special teams.
Just running into the
wedge. Although I will say this. Now, it's just young people like yourself that think that way. People who actually watch me play know more. They know better. They know that I wasn't just a special teams player.
Fran, what's your go-to Ike Reese Eagles moment?
Oh, when he looked off Brady.
Oh, okay, that's a good
one. Or when
Brady
looked him off.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's a good one. I agree.
Don't crack the mic no more today. I don't even want to hear your top five.
It's over.
Isn't that a good one?
But listen.
No, that's not a, you said, isn't that a good one?
Yeah,
no, that's not a good one.
Good one?
No, it's not.
That was Deion Branch catching a first down behind me, man.
Yeah, that's right. You were partial reason why Deion Branch got.
Yes, one MVP of that game.
One MVP of that game, yeah.
At least for one of those throws.
Exactly
right.
Yeah. Exactly right. But listen, I'm just saying, while I don't totally remember. I always knew you were a Philly guy. And I was always like, yeah, Ike Reese, my guy. All the way back in the fourth grade.
Yeah, top reserve, man. Top reserve backer, man. I was better than some of our starting backers.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, keep that real. I ain't going to call names. They're my former teammates. I'm just saying.
Right. Well, and like we've been over a million times.
Yes.
Ike Reese in today's game's getting.
Oh, man, I wouldn't be here.
You would not be here. You'd be in a different tax bracket. Maybe. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I still may have wind up here.
Yeah.
I mean, BG's going to be here.
More in a weekly spot. I don't know, man. BG's all over the place. I think we lost him. He was a guest on Ross Tucker's thing yesterday. He's on ESPN.
Hey, man. He's got to do what he got to do, man.
Just remember your roots. That's my only mess. God, Tigers hit lefty. We're screwed, man. Tigers lefty out of the woods.
It's a par five. Don't worry. It's a par five.
We need.
It's a par five, though.
We don't need him swinging lefty, man. More righty and more fairways, Tiger. 215-592-9494. On the other side, some extension.
Give me your education, Fran, during the break.
Yeah,
I give you a little bit. Pull up my YouTube highlights.
Yeah, but they're grainy.
Dude, you've said the Brady thing like 10 times before.
Oh, no, that's because he plays it all the time.
Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
No, he plays it.
No,
that's his way of mocking me.
I exposed that. And I also
brought
Najee Davenport back to –
Najee Davenport, yes.
Yeah. He became well-known again thanks to the drop board. 215-592-9494. Devontae extension.
Right, that's the going after Ike Reese.
That's Chris Collinsworth, yep. Is another Eagle about to get extended? We'll talk about that coming up next. Plus, back to your phone calls. Are we overreacting to the beginning of the Philly season? We've been a little bit too nitpicky and – the sports moment that you wish social media was around for. A lot of big answers still on the table. Get in now. and get it all in. 215-592-9494. It's the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. But if you're on your way down to the game tonight, Phil's Pirates, or any game this weekend, make sure you get to the Game Time app and get some tickets today. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball that's made it faster and easier to get to the ballpark than ever before. With Game Time's all-in pricing, you can see the total cost of your tickets up front, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. Go on the app to see your panoramic view from your seats so you know exactly what you're buying. Plus, Game Time has incredible last-minute deals. If you're on the drive down or you're thinking about going down, get to the Game Time app. The prices of tickets get lower the closer you get to first pitch. And you can feel secure in your purchase thanks to their lowest price guarantee and Game Time ticket coverage, the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Thursday afternoon. We got Phil's Baseball coming up at 6:40 tonight. It looks like it's not raining yet down here downtown, so hopefully they can get a ball game in. It looks like the rain might be coming a little bit later, so who knows? Either way, Mother Nature needs to calm down because we got a lot of sports going on. The Masters delayed today.
What is April?
Yeah, I'm aware, but still, I don't remember every April being as rainy as this April's been.
Oh, what do you think the April showers bring
May flowers?
Yeah, where do you think that comes from?
I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. It obviously means something.
And now that you have a yard.
Yeah, now big yards.
Man. Yeah, man, you have to water it. You need the rain.
Yeah, finally when it first starts getting a little bit nicer out, I get all the weeds in it, you know, because we had to turn – Our lawn originally when we bought it was basically dirt and like they tried to do a.
I remember you going out there and doing work on it.
They tried to do a wildflower thing back there rather than like plant grass.
Right.
So like I got a little lazy. Instead of digging it all out, I just turned it over. I turned it all over. So it gets a little weedy, but it's I'm pro the grass turning green.
Yeah. There you go.
Big take. We'll go back to the phones in a second. But, you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it bears talking more about. Seems like the Eagles are going to get the Devontae Smith extension done now. And I know we talked about, you know, maybe waiting a year because they don't have to do it right now and maybe getting another piece in here. It really seems like they basically just said we'd rather get Devontae done than bring Hassan Reddick back. Because I keep looking at a lot of these moves, like, is it that or Reddick? That or Reddick? And while it's annoying Reddick's not here, I would have preferred getting Devontae done. But it's nice that it seems like the Devontae thing, it doesn't have to be a story. Because that was my worry heading into the year.
It wasn't going to be a story unless you made it a story.
Well, there's one
Devontae
person.
Devontae is not going anywhere.
There was one person that that had his eyes all over it, and I was worried about it.
No, well, you were worried for nothing is the point that I'm making. That's the point that I'm making. You can be worried.
You
but
did
I'm
try
saying,
to calm me down.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's going to get done. He's not going anywhere. Howie's not going to allow a pick that he hit on that is this successful, just like he's done with all his other picks that have been successful. He re-signs them. Gonna get re-signed. The thing I've always said is that the Eagles are the ones who are more motivated to get this done. I've said that from day one. So if I'm Devontae, it has to be worth it for me to sign. Or what's the point? I may as well wait.
Right.
So if you're not paying me number one wide receiver money, I mean, that's the way I would look at it. If I'm Devontae's agent, that's how I'm advising him.
Right.
Right, all these guys, nobody wants to blink. They want to see what CD's going to get, what Justin's going to get, what this guy's going to get. Now, the argument against Devontae with those guys are the true number one wide receivers on their team. But his argument is, I could be a number one wide receiver. I was drafted to be a number one wide receiver.
You guys have two number ones.
Yes, and you decided to do that. Now, you took me, what's it, number nine? Number eight, number nine?
I thought it was 10, but... regardless.
It was a top 10 pick is the point I'm making. You take a receiver that high, you're going to re-sign him. The Eagles are going to re-sign Devontae.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how much he's getting.
Right, and it's probably the first word we saw is $25 million a year, mm-hmm. which seems like the baseline.
I mean, that's why if I'm Devontae, that's where we're starting at.
Yeah, I mean, 4 years, 100.
That's the minimum.
The same thing AJ got.
But then it becomes how much you guaranteeing him.
Oh, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think AJ was 57.
And that was 2 years ago?
2 years ago. 2 years ago.
So forget about what they gave AJ. What did just went to Tennessee from Jacksonville.
Oh, Calvin Ridley.
What did he get?
Yeah, looking that up real.
So I'm looking at receivers that are signing now, their age. T. Higgins hadn't signed, so I don't know.
So he was 50.
50 guaranteed?
Yep.
Smaller deal too, right?
Yeah.
90-something million?
92.
92 million. Yeah, Devontae's going to want more than that.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're the Eagles, it's good business to get it done as soon as possible.
It's good for the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's definitely good for the Eagles.
Because you're getting them cheaper.
Price is only going to – receivers are not going down in salaries anytime soon. The interesting part here is going to be AJ.
Yeah, well, and the flip side to it for Devontae is you still have two more years to be here. So do – how long do you want to wait till you have that money already in your bank account, safe and secured, free of worrying about injuries or anything else? See, that's the flip side for the players signing early. That's why Landon Dickerson goes ahead and signs. That's why Jordan Mailata goes ahead and signs. Because it's like, hey, give me the money now. I'll worry about another deal down the road.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, to make it about baseball for a second, you know, people rip like Acuna, right, for signing the $100 million deal. It's like, hold on, man. He's obviously could get more. He could get like $400 million.
Yeah.
But he is locking himself up for at least $100 million over a deal.
How many years?
So that was – he's actually already in year six of it. I think it was 8 years, $100 million. It's pretty crazy Acuna is already in year six, by the way. Like, it feels like he kind of just got up here. But, yeah, there's always an argument for, you know, taking
– it's been a couple guys that bet on themselves and didn't take the money, and it paid off. Who was it? Was it Judge?
Judge bet himself.
Yeah,
and he hit 62 home runs.
Yep.
A pretty good bet on himself. Soto's currently doing it.
Yeah.
Soto's turned down $400 million from the Nationals. He might get $500.
How do you turn down $400
million? Because Ohtani got $700.
Wow.
And by the way, Ohtani's interpreter. That news came out today.
He's not getting $700.
No, he's facing 30 years in prison.
Real quick on that. It seems like Ohtani is going to be okay here.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that in the sense that the game of baseball doesn't need to lose its biggest star. You know, And it's just a black eye on the sport. And call me naive or what have you, but I wanted to believe he didn't bet on baseball.
Me too.
You know, if you and it doesn't seem like anybody bet on baseball. Even the interpreter.
No, it seems like
he bet on the other sports.
A lot of other sports.
Yeah, a lot of other sports, but Ohtani can't control what happens with other sports. I worry about the idea he's out here throwing games. That's the real point that's being brought up and being made when a player is betting on his own sport.
Yeah.
So that would be a huge black eye for the sport of baseball. And that's the one thing that I was worried about and that I looked at more than anything. I'm like, okay, the gambling, it's not like gambling isn't happening in 90% of the country already. He just happens to be in a state that hasn't legalized it, sports gambling. But what I don't want to hear is that they were betting on the Dodgers or they bet on the Angels or they bet on baseball. Like, that's where I was like, ugh.
Well, it's not like the Jonte Porter situation, which if you saw what Adam Silver said yesterday, they believe he committed the cardinal sin.
Is this a dude from the Raptors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam Silver came out yesterday and basically implied he has the authority to terminate him, like completely take him out of the league because they believe he committed the cardinal sin, which is – he basically bet on his unders.
Yeah.
Like the story is insane.
Sure. Yeah.
How did you think he wasn't going to get caught? Like, he was the most bet on player on FanDuel those nights, and it was all his unders, and then he would exit games early. Like, what do you think was going to happen?
They always say, no such thing as a smart criminal.
I mean, it's like the NFL player that went into the Vegas casino and used his –
yeah.
His real name to make bets. It was crazy. So, yeah, Jonte Porter seems like he's done.
He's dead.
But it does not seem like Shohei Ohtani's done. His interpreter. God. Apparently, the first report is $4 million. Apparently, it's $16
million.
$16
million. So, man. Get as far as you away from that dude as you can.
Yeah, and it's pretty wild. 215-592-9494. But final thing on the Devontae thing. The next one's AJ. You know, they'll probably get Devontae done. But AJ has, you know, he has 2 years after this year, and it's interesting. His base salary goes from $1 million to $15 to $30 million in his age 29 season. He's going to want a new deal on top of this one. Mm-hmm. How does that all play out? I mean, because that's the next one that I think from the receiver position that's going to be an interesting one to see play out.
They had to re-sign him too. They just are. I don't know what else to. The guy could easily go down at least from a stats standpoint, that's the best receiver in the history of the franchise if he's here long enough. Like, that's where AJ is headed. You don't let talent like that walk out the door.
Yes, unless something happens. But, yes.
I'm just looking at everything on the surface as a football, as a business deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a bad business deal.
For sure. So, we'll see what happens. But good news, it seems, on Devontae Smith. OG Wade's in Chester. What's happening, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, OG?
Hey, Jack. I got a little bone to pick with you. Because
great.
When y'all do these little, when y'all give out these counterfeit prizes and everything
not
that nobody ever gets.
Not counterfeit.
Yeah. and then you do these little side topics. I never get a chance to say what my side topic is because
they all turn into bullying me. There's no real side topic. It's just like, yeah, I'll come down there and punch you. It's basically your answer to the side topic.
I got to change that up then. I got to actually kick your ass. That way I don't have to worry about doing it anymore. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you my side topic right now.
Okay.
All right. The sporting event that I wish I could have been around for was my great-grandfather, Joe Gans, winning the first championship of any black American. That's it there. So I'm cut. Yeah, I'm cut from that call. You know what I'm saying?
We said the sporting event you wish social media was around for.
Yeah, that there. That's 42 rounds.
You said that works too, huh?
Did you say 40? Yeah. Did you say 42 rounds?
Yeah, 42
wow.
rounds, man.
Right.
He got low blows too. The dude Nelson hit him low, and they disqualified him, so he won that fight.
Right.
Hold on, what was 42 rounds?
The boxing match.
Joe Gans, my great grandfather.
The fight was 42 rounds?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Hold on.
Hold on.
How long is that?
OG,
Hey, man, I posted it, man. Go check it out. Don't,
42 rounds, OG. Who the hell boxes 42 rounds?
Man, that's how they used to get down back in the day. See, these are on
this.
Now.
Yeah, this is on Boxing Online, BoxingNewsOnline.net. Does say that on this day that, yeah, the 42nd round he won. Defeats, yeah.
Well, how long were these rounds?
Also, did
1 minute?
He got disqualified in the 42nd round? What, he give in?
Yeah, he low blowed him, man. Yeah, he hit him with a low blow.
I think he was trying to get that over with, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, good one. 1906, wow.
Yeah, you mean good one. That's the best one, Paul. The hell are you talking about good one?
Dude, we'll go 42 rounds in one of these days, pal. You're chirping a little bit too much.
What's your Devontae point?
My Devontae point is this here. I wouldn't, if I'm Devontae, I don't take nothing less than 135. You know what I'm saying? I think that's his market. That's actually Justin.
What's that, 5 for 130? What's that, 5 for 135? What are you looking at?
Four years.
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you how it's going to go down because Justin Jefferson is going to get 180. I can tell you that right now.
Well, he's not Justin Jefferson.
Exactly. But I'm just telling you, he ain't that far behind because Justin Jefferson ain't won no playoff games. You know what I'm saying? So we can say all that y'all want. All these number one receivers ain't none of these.
Here we go.
Tyreek Hill is the only one that's sitting with a Super Bowl.
What about Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp. Come on, man. I don't want to get into that. That's like
Cooper
Kupp
was put up.
Cooper Kupp
was
a beast. Come on, OG Wade.
Come on, man. That's a little.
Well, does Travis Kelce count as a wide receiver one?
Hell no.
Why? Why? What does he do? He tell me he blocks?
Yeah. I guess you could put him there, but he's not a wide receiver.
I'm just poking holes in your argument, per usual.
He's a tight. Well, I'm saying you don't have to poke holes. All you got to do is look at now. Like I said, a blind squirrel will find a nut every now and then, and that would be the Tyreek Hill one. Name me another top 10 receiver.
Cooper
Kupp.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, again, blind squirrel, because you look at how many number ones is out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you, you don't need them guys to win. I keep telling people now, for y'all sake, you can have them to get all your little glitter. Oh, we 2000. Yeah, okay.
Well, you don't think Jalen wants a number one wide receiver?
I don't know. I'm not saying he don't want one. I'm saying Jalen don't need one.
I'm sure.
Did you see us in 2021?
I did. But we didn't have another player.
What about Mike Evans? What about Mike Evans when the Bucs? That's a wide receiver one, is it not?
No, he ain't no wide receiver.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
What are
you talking about?
Come on, man. There ain't no damn wide receiver one. I mean, he might be that one, but he ain't. No, he ain't that dude.
He's the first receiver in NFL history. You have, what, 10 straight 1,000 yards?
I told y'all a top 10 receiver, and Mike Evans is not a top 10 receiver. He's not.
Yes, he is. Stop.
No, he's not.
And Gronk and Kelce count as wide receiver ones, too.
No, they don't. I'm talking about – you talking about Tyreek Hill. We talking about Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb.
So, hold on. In the Super Bowl last year with the Eagles, if they didn't have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, they would have had a better chance to win the game?
No.
Okay. So then what's the point?
The point is, I want to be proven wrong, damn it. I know it's hard to do it, but all I'm saying is it's hard to get me wrong. So if you can
– I disagree.
It's hard to get you to admit when you're wrong.
It's pretty easy to get me wrong. You just don't admit it.
We ain't going down that road, Ike. No. You got that? Until I prove wrong, I'm on top.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, Joe Gans. Yeah. You keep dodging, man. You dodging and weaving.
All the time. So I got Bob and Weave.
All right, there he goes. OG Wade.
Mike Evans not a top 10 receiver.
He just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just said that.
What?
And Cooper Kupp that year was sick, by the way.
He was sick. Now, he hasn't been the same since.
He is not. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. By the way.
He's the last person. He won the Triple Crown.
He did. Right. Yeah, he's great.
Receptions, yards, and touchdowns.
Did the Bengals lose that game because they didn't have Jamar Chase? Like, would they have a better chance if they didn't?
In the Super Bowl, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going through the wide receiver
ones. I know what you're saying.
Ones.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, if AJ wasn't on the Eagles in 2020, they probably would have won the game.
Probably would have won the game. We didn't need AJ. What the hell?
I thought we evolved past this one, but but I guess not. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. Yoshi's in Brewery Town. What's happening, Yosh?
Jack it, baby. Big I. Francis Doyle. What's up, fellas?
What up, Yosh?
Happy Thursday. What up, fellas? Man, I bangs with OG, but OG is out of pocket. I mean, come on, man. That boy is first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yes.
If he hadn't won a Super Bowl, I still believe he is first ballot Hall of Fame.
You're talking about Mike Evans, right? You're talking about Mike Evans, right? Yeah, of course he is. Yes. Yes.
1,000 yards every season. Like, every season.
Every season.
Injuries. Still 1,000 yards. Multiple quarterbacks.
Only had a good quarterback for 2 years.
For 2 years. Both Brady. Outside of that, everybody else is trash. Like, oh, boy, man, OG be out of pocket, boy. Man, he's sipping some good stuff over there on that end. Man, I love when somebody come at your neck, boy, because you remind me of one of my uncles at them card games, boy. You said, hold up. Boy, you better stop. Hold up. Wait. You said, wait a minute. You ain't said, wait a minute. You said, wait a minute. Don't tell me what I know and what I don't know.
No. He was trying to say that basically I'm a football player that may not understand how baseball works.
You don't know. Come on. So you go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You better wait a minute. Boy, I know what I'm saying. Don't you mess with me on this radio show today now.
Yeah. The one thing you can't do to a host here, brother, is call here and tell us what we don't know. Like, that's like telling Jack he don't know this, or he's a baseball guy, don't know football, don't know basketball. Like, come on, man. What are we doing?
I tell him shut up on a lot of stuff. I ain't going to never tell him to shut up on baseball.
Cause
he know what he's talking about. Jack, what's name? I'm going to tell you right now, boy, you better keep your lunch money right, man. I hope the Phils get back on top, because Jay is one heck of a bully, boy. I mean, he be standing around that corner just.
Dude, he was on the line at 2:01. Like, he could not wait to get in today.
He could, boy. I'm telling you, he be sitting there with a toothpick, just flicking the toothpick like, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely roots for the Phillies to lose, right? Jay in West Philly,
probably.
Yeah, he prefers that they lose for sure.
Yeah.
Like you with the Eagles to make your point right.
Well,
y'all the same person.
No, I don't root for the Eagles to lose. It's better for everyone if the Eagles win.
Y'all the same person two different times of the season. That's what I look at it. What's saying? But the thing is, you don't clout. I mean, Jay don't clout what he got going on. He just come on and let you know this is what it is. You throw your shade. Jay be letting you know. What's that? Tell you, that's all I call up here today. Just mess with y'all.
Just a recap.
Sounds good. What do you got for an answer here, Yosh? For a sports media moment you wish social media was around for, or sports?
Man,
moment.
I got multiple moments, man. Multiple moments. If we had Twitter and daggone what's the name, Instagram, all that stuff when Ali was in his prime, kicking tail, his IG, his Twitter would be lit. Like, all day lit. We know we catch some little times with saying when the camera was on him and Muhammad Ali was talking trash. Just imagine how his Instagram would be or his Twitter would be. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to just follow him and just repost everything he say all day. That's what I got on that.
Yeah. It would be unbelievable. Appreciate the call, Yosh.
Social media with Ali.
Yeah.
Period. Just him having Twitter.
Well, and people reacting to the things
yes,
he was doing.
Exactly, yeah.
But man, like Thriller in Manila, if that was during the social media age, I mean,
yeah.
Again, back when boxing really mattered, I mean, not to take another answer, but like even the Tyson fights with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I don't stay up for the fights because there's not really much intrigue anymore, but like people react to Logan Paul and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, fight night used to be a huge thing, it used to be a gathering for people.
All the clips going around social media. Oh, yeah. Mike Tyson knocked this guy out in 10 seconds or
Triple
whatever.
G Canelo was cool for a second when they fought a couple of times, but it probably wasn't as big as some of those fights back then.
I would say no.
Yeah.
Now, 80s, 90s was probably the best time for boxing.
Yep.
And 80s and the 90s.
I don't know if it's coming back. I don't know if it's coming back. I wish it would. It seems fun. I get jealous of you guys. You guys get to talk about like the Tyson fights.
Well, we'll be watching Tyson this summer.
Yeah, and I'm just praying that he knocks the crap out of him. Do you think he could be heavyweight champ of the world again?
I don't even know. Oh, no, he couldn't beat Tyson Fury.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he can beat Tyson Fury.
Be a great comeback, though. Be a great,
be a great comeback story. I mean, George Foreman came back at like 40.
Right, yeah, yeah. I was wondering how old Foreman was during those fights.
He might have been younger than 40, but he sure, certainly was old.
Well, he didn't look much younger than 40.
His body certainly looked 40.
It did. 215-592-9494. We roll along into the 5 o'clock hour, so looking for the best answer for a sports moment you wish that social media was around for. And the Phillies, Howard Eskin grilling Rob Thompson before the game. We'll get to that in the next segment.
Love Topper's answer.
After a top 5-5. With Fran. Fran, you got a good one for us today?
You'll have to find out.
Great. Awesome. We got a top 5-5 with Fran coming up next on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, for years you've heard Dr. Glad on WIP talking about his amazing services. Now, I'm bald and some would consider me beautiful, but not everyone could be so lucky. Dr. Glad and the Glad Group, they know so many people that think that hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glad Group have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for Trans-Epidermal Delivery. It's where the growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glad Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglat.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglat.com and tell them Ike sent you.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Thursday afternoon. Phil's baseball coming up at 6:40. We got leading off for you leading into the game. No rain as of yet down here in, I guess Philadelphia, obviously. And, so Phillies look like they're going to at least be able to start the game, but, of course, rain is in the forecast. Tomorrow, come hang out with Elliot Shore Parks and I out at Lucy's in Center City. Big Sixers watch party. Sixers magic. Also Phil's Pirates. A lot of fun stuff going on. You enjoy some Coors Lights, all that good stuff. So come hang out at Lucy's tomorrow in Center City with Elliot and myself. But Ike, it is 5 o'clock, which means it's time for Francisco Rojas to just show sheer brilliance along the Delaware Valley.
Brilliance?
Some would say that. Here is top 5-5 today with Fran.
Now, I know we talk about Bryce Harper's toughness in this city, heart that he plays with. Now, I know it wasn't a big deal what JT Realmuto did the other night, taking one, right under the chin.
And the jugular.
Yeah, the jugular. But still, what he was able to do, come back the next day, even just play, goes 2-for-5, right?
Yeah.
I still thought it was, to a certain extent, I know it's early in the year, a gutsy performance.
Yeah, you expect the baseball player to sit during that game. If there's 162, we don't need you back out there, JT, just take the day.
Yeah, I think JT's toughness is an underrated thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he plays a lot. He's tough.
Yeah.
Former linebacker, I think that's where he gets it from.
Former quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Certainly the football side of him, for sure.
I think he was a wrestler.
No.
He's got great calves.
Yeah, so, again, not like a huge thing, but it made me think about the top five most notable times that a Philadelphia athlete showed toughness, came back, had a good performance.
Okay.
So 2001, number five, 2001, middle of the Eastern Conference Finals, Allen Iverson gets a bruised tailbone. He has to play with that basically the rest of the series. And then probably plays with it through the finals as well. Has that, we all know the legendary performance in game one. So for Iverson to do that for, a length of a stretch, probably a couple weeks to a month, thought was pretty incredible. So that's number five.
Yeah, not a lot of meat back there on that tailbone. We all knew that. And so, we knew he was pretty banged up. like you said, gutsy performances. He's a true warrior. I mean, he's what a warrior is. He's what the definition of a true warrior is.
Well, the most true thing about Allen Iverson is he left it all out on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we know about the practice thing. We get it. But, yeah. Like, when he's on the court, he left it all on the line. And that's why he's become, I think, more beloved now. Speaking of that, like back in the day, there he was more divisive.
Mm-hmm.
I think people always respected his the way he played. Speaking of AI, you know, there's a debate going right now on the Sixers Twitter of what they want the Iverson statue to be.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
it's a no-brainer to me.
I don't. It's between that and the crossover, the ear,
hand to the ear,
hand to the ear.
Yeah,
yeah. Either way, there's a lot of iconic Iverson
sure.
was, but the step over would be pretty cool.
Well, yeah, if you put Tyronn Lue under him.
Not just some random
that would be
person.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right? You would have to put somebody down there for him to be stepping over them.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. It would be Tyronn Lue, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, I mean, I know it would be Lue. I'm just saying because that's where it's from.
I know. But the ear up would be nice, too.
Yeah. I mean, he got a few of them. He got a couple. I mean, the crossover is there, too.
Yeah.
I just think the ear up is just his. That's something that he sort of made his.
Yeah, here in Philadelphia. So.
Yeah, here in Philadelphia.
Some
yeah.
other place. Athletes try to steal it, but
I mean, he wasn't the first one to do it, but
yeah. My opinion.
Okay, yes, all right.
What's next?
Number four. Now, all out of all Doc's accomplishments, you know, Doc had the perfect game, the no hitter. I know they lost this series in 2010 against the Giants, but Game Five, Roy Halladay pulls his groin in the second inning, goes on to have a pretty good performance, six innings, a couple of runs, sends the Phillies to Game Six of that series. Yeah, it's pretty gutsy. Pull your groin, go five more innings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game was awesome. They won the game, which was nice. Madsen came in late. And it was just like one of those like classic tight postseason games. But yeah, Doc pitching through a pulled groin doesn't really get talked about much. I agree with you. I'm glad you brought it up.
Because I don't even remember it.
Yeah. Because he obviously didn't want people to know it, but it eventually came out.
Yeah.
It's tough to pitch on a pulled groin. And, yeah, he was just an absolute warrior. And I just, again, gone too soon. Love Doc. And a great, for a young pitcher, a perfect guy to kind of represent yourself after. What's next?
So, number three, Donovan McNabb, 2002. Week 11 of the 2002 season has a broken ankle on, like, the third or fourth play of the game.
Yeah.
Goes on 20 of 25, you know, completing passes, four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Helped the Eagles win, so that's a pretty gutsy performance to me.
Man, even to this day, you know, we romanticize about TOs because it happened in the Super Bowl. So we certainly know that that was on a big stage, but he also had, I believe, 6 or 7 weeks to get ready to do that and prepare to do that, whereas Donovan had about 6 minutes to decide what he was going to do and just told him to tape his ankle up, and he wasn't coming out of the game. He was going to go back out there and play. So, went back out there and played. I think threw four touchdowns in the game.
Oh, he went off.
I think.
Yeah, four.
Yep, threw four touchdowns in the game. Had a defensive start in that game. Had 10-plus tackles in that game. Was defensive player of the game.
Doesn't get talked about enough.
Just wanted to throw myself in there in the rabbit hole there, too, just for all those guys who think I was just a special teams player.
Right, yeah. Right. And obviously you guys knew Donovan had a broken ankle, right?
No, we did not.
Really?
I just assumed it was a sprained ankle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
We didn't know because we just, like, he just, at halftime, I think they x-rayed it. And it's not like they announced to us what was wrong with him. We were trying to get ready for the game. So, no, he stayed in. And what gets left out in the game? Is that was a game we needed because we still were trying to have home field advantage, and we had just got blown out the week before by the Colts. So we were coming off of a bad game and sort of needed to get back on track and was playing those guys. So, you know, he stayed in and won that game, and he didn't come back into the playoffs. But winning that game allowed us to go out and then go 4-1 with AJ.
Wasn't it around that time?
4-1 either 5-1 with AJ.
Wasn't it around that time you guys like couldn't beat the Cardinals for some reason?
Yeah.
Like they weren't good?
Yes. No, they had made the playoffs 2 years prior to that, but they always beat us at the end of the game.
Yeah.
We had lost, I think, like 2 or 3 straight years to them in the fourth quarter.
Were they still in the East at that point?
That's a good question. They may have been.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Houston came into the
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
League until the following year.
03.
Yeah. No, it was 03 or 02. 03?
It might have been 02. It might have been 02.
I don't remember. I don't know which point it was.
Yeah, but still, was Jake Plummer the quarterback that day?
Yep.
Jake the Snake?
Yep, Jake Plummer.
Jake Plummer, yep. Man.
And I forget the wide receiver used to kill us all the time. I forget the receiver.
Obviously, was it pre Bolden and Lenny
yes,
Fitz?
I think so. Yeah, it was pre. Yeah, it was pre those guys. Yeah, like Rob Moore and Marte Jenkins.
Was David Boston a Cardinal?
Yeah,
at one point
played against David Boston. Yeah,
yeah,
he was out there. Might have been the biggest receiver I've ever seen in my life.
He was ripped, yeah. Man. He was ripped, but yeah, definitely a good one. And people forget during the pandemic. We voted on the most rewatchable Eagles regular season
That's
game.
Right.
And somehow that one was number one.
That was a weird time in the pandemic, yeah.
Oh,
that
so we're growing back to Donovan in the broken leg game or broken act game?
That and AI being the go to Broad Street.
People were – it was an interesting time. It was an interesting time. All right, what's next?
All right, number two. I actually have a little audio here.
Uh-oh.
I had to implement some here. Now, this is honestly just the fly – hockey players are different. This was 14 years,
yeah.
14 years ago. 14 years ago. This happened to this player twice this season. Gets hit in the face, blocking a shot.
Oh,
Ian
yeah.
LaPerriere.
Yes, sir.
Now, the first one I'm going to use here, because the second time it happened, he said, no, I can't come back in the game, blah, blah, blah. First time, he gets hit in the face in the first period, comes back in the third period, Ian LaPerriere. So this pulled the audio from 2009, November 27, 2009, Flyers Sabres, Jim Jackson, Keith Jones on the call.
Oh, that one caught LaPerriere, and down he goes in a heap. He is cut. See the blood. And so Jim McCrossin out for the second time already this afternoon to tend to a fallen Flyer.
Ian LaPerriere jumps up. What a warrior he is for the Flyers. Down to block that shot. Takes it right off the face and takes himself off the ice. There's not too many players in the league that are going to get up after taking a puck like that, and Jimmy McCrossin's going to have to help him get across.
Dude, that's why you never hear me say anything.
Came back and played the third.
About hockey players. They're insane.
They're insane.
Dude, that second one, he literally dove in front of that puck with no regard for his face. After that one, it already happened.
Yep.
It's different.
And it was one of the most gruesome injuries I've ever seen. Like, on other than obviously somebody taking a skate to the jugular. We've seen that too, yeah. But that with LaPerriere on the ice, oh my goodness.
Awful.
Man. And what he looked bad afterwards. I mean, that was gruesome.
Yeah. I still remember.
That might be the toughest thing I've ever seen in my life,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it. And I just don't understand how he can just go out there and be like, yeah, let me stick my face right
yes!
there again. One time I get he come back in a couple weeks, fine. To be like, hey, no, I got it. Don't worry. It's they're psychos, man. A lot of respect.
Yeah.
Definitely something's a little bit off.
Man.
Something's a little bit off.
I'm like, give me a helmet. Maybe I might do that. But, yeah. And I mean like a football helmet. And he's doing this with just a cap on his head, basically.
I know.
That's why I got a visor after the second time it happened. He's like, I'm never playing with a visor or without a visor ever again.
Dude, I never understand how goalies used to play without a mask.
It's insane. It's insane.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Bernie Parent, right?
Bernie was played during that time without a mask.
It's like the leather helmet.
And then he had one.
Yeah, eventually he did. Yeah.
But it's just like the whole – hockey players are built different.
Man.
I got
respect for them.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
They are the toughest.
Yeah.
Without question.
Now, if only this current Flyers team had that level of toughness, that'd be great.
I was going to say, that's what.
Was that
I
eight
mean,
straight?
Huh?
Eight straight for the
eight
Fly
straight,
guys?
Eight straight.
What are we doing?
Goodness.
What are we doing, torts?
Yeah, that kind of, like, this, I know this is crazy,
Fire
but, like,
under their ass.
Like,
well, he's tried to. I think he burned everybody up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we're tired. Torts, we want to go home.
Yep. One more year.
Yep. Yeah, this play kind of like you know, I know it's crazy, but like also the Flyers team that year coming back from 0-3 against Boston.
Oh, it's great.
You know, that's kind of the mindset of the team right here. Do whatever it takes.
That's right. That's you right, know? Fran. That's right.
Yep.
What's number one?
Number one, it's kind of obvious. T.O. in the Super Bowl. You know, the broken leg. You already mentioned it, but 9 catches, 122 to do what he did. Kind of also insane. So, yeah.
No, it was insane. Don't get me wrong. It certainly was insane. Donovan at least played off adrenaline. That's pretty much what he played off of the rest of that game was adrenaline. So, T.O. was still hurt and hadn't practiced for 6 weeks. You know, you go past his room during Super Bowl week, he's in a hyperbaric chamber, sleep in the hyperbaric chamber, right? He's in that thing all day long. He's in that thing all day long, and he would get treatment around the clock. And, you know, I remember him saying, I'll be ready Sunday. And everybody's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, you know, it's like, dude, you ain't even been on a practice field. You're not even practicing with us right now. And he tried to practice that Friday. He, like, tried to do that because it was a light practice. He tried to come out and do some things. I think he lasted, like, 5 minutes. Like, he really couldn't get through the warm-up portion of the practice. So, I was like, dude, there's no way he's playing. There's no way he's playing Sunday.
Well, and then in the game, like, he did have – he had that catch where he had to completely turn his leg and go off that. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. No, he was determined to play. I'll give him that, man. He was determined to play, and he got himself – and I guess good enough shape and from a health standpoint to go out there and do what he did. It's one of the rare games, and they don't do it anymore. I think there's a guy from the Cowboys who got the MVP even though they lost. I think he might be the only person who ever got an MVP on a losing team. Yeah, but plenty of people were making the case that T.O. should have been the MVP of the game.
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Where Deion Branch's stats at? What do you have, a touchdown or two touchdowns?
He didn't have any touchdowns.
Oh, okay. So the one. No.
Yeah, I think, Brady didn't have a great game either, so they just had to give it to, they had to give it to somebody.
And they weren't going to give it to T.O.? Well, the fact that a football player had to sign a waiver to play a game, like that's some high-level insanity.
He did. He did.
It's different.
That conversation was different, too.
I'm sure it was.
Chuck Halley, by the way. Yeah,
Chuck Halley.
Yeah.
Nice. So speaking of social media, what we wish we're around for, T.O. doing sit-ups in the driveway.
Well.
Would have also been all time.
Yeah. Just for the conversation surrounding it. Because really all we could do is just watch it on the news and see the highlights of it. Like, man, that boy's crazy, man. But yeah, could you imagine the Twitter reaction to that?
I couldn't.
Yeah. Just that whole saga.
Yeah. It would have been ridiculous.
He showed up in army fatigues. For training camp. Yeah, he was.
It was a great year, man.
I was in Atlanta.
Just watching it.
I was calling every night like, man, what are y'all doing up there, man? What is going on up there?
just sitting there with your popcorn wondering what's happening next. Man, we needed social media around for that age. It would have been ridiculous. And he kicks him out of practice.
And he kicked him out of practice, yep.
Because we got the footage of Doc kicking Ben out of practice with the cell phone in his pocket.
Right.
T.O. would have been times 10. We'll go back to the phones here in 1 second, but our own reporter, again, insider of the year, Howard Eskin, grilling Rob Thompson before the game on his lineup structure. Here is Howard Eskin.
Rob, you say the team is going to slug. I mean, you scored 2 earned runs yesterday. What can the manager do to try to help the situation to score runs? 16 straight singles without an extra base hit is not going to get it done. What can you do?
Just keep running them out there because we're going to slug. And if you don't think we're going to slug, you ain't watching the games.
I think you're going to slug, but do you do it enough? You know, the regular season
right
is fine. You're
going to
make
that.
The playoffs. Let's be honest.
I don't know that.
Well, I do. All right.
But you don't know we're going to slug.
No. All right.
Oh, we got a knee slapper.
We got a comedian.
Don't you have to generate runs when you're not hitting
sometimes,
them?
Sometimes, you know, and we're, what are we, 4th and stolen bases. But we've been picked off a few times. So, and you can hit and run. We had that conversation earlier. You can do some other things. But, you know, this team is built to slug. So we're waiting on it. And it's coming.
First of all, let me just address, I don't even remember the caller from earlier today.
Mike in Berlin?
Was that the guy who was telling me about baseball? It sounded like Thompson was saying the same thing I was saying.
which was what?
Well, the team is built to slug.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not – so this whole idea of taking pitches and this is – it's going to click in and this they want to play like the Diamondbacks and all of that. No, Rob Thompson seems to be saying this is a team that slugs.
For sure. I guess the whole idea of score in other ways, what is that? Is it more so they steal bases? Is it more bunts? Who do you want bunting? Yep,
Rojas.
Johan Rojas? Sure.
Rojas.
Like, but hit and runs haven't existed in baseball since 2003. You know, like I don't even know what it means. Well, I guess, you know, we must have done something wrong because Spike Eskin joins the show. What's happened, Spike?
No, nothing wrong. I just wanted to offer my opinion on something you guys were talking about. Am I allowed to do that?
Of course you are, my brother.
Okay. Jeez.
Now you got us nervous. We don't know if we said something wrong.
What like,
we got
your reference? Is it all Fran's fault? Is it all Francisco's fault?
No, I don't call when you guys say something wrong. I usually just text you. You know, so you guys talking about a social media thing. Mm-hmm. I actually think, now that I've thought about it, social media makes every sporting event worse. Every single one.
Totally.
Every time. I can't tell you how many times, and you know when I really noticed it? It's better now, but do you remember years ago when you would go to the link for an Eagles game and you couldn't get the internet there because there were too many people there? Your phone wouldn't work. So I would go to the game on Sunday and watch one game. Let's say the Eagles won, 23-9. And then I would see the game. I would be happy. I would leave. And then I would go home and look at social media. And it was as if they had seen a completely different game that was horrible, that everybody was mad all the time. And I guess I just feel like I enjoy the games way better if I can separate my – I like the community aspect. If you can watch it with people, I get it that when you're doing it on social media, sometimes it's, you know, it's like you're watching it with people. It feels like it makes all of them worse, though. I feel like my anxiety level is higher. I enjoy it less. I understand the question in general. But after thinking about it, I would rather have social media not be a part of any of the games that I watch.
Well, and I'll say this.
Thanks for contributing.
A big contribution. Hate the side topic. It's funny. It's funny because like I try to watch games now without anything up besides. I don't want to have Twitter up, TweetDeck, anything, because I feel like it takes away from like physically watching the game. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what happens.
I quit doing the Twitter thing too, unless one of my guys does something well, and then I'll jump to Twitter and tweet it out.
Well, I used to jinx the Phillies like someone had a good inning like Pivetta, right. And I'd say he's back, and then he'd get shelled in the fifth, and I'd be like, damn. Yeah. So
I wait till after the game to put my Toby tweets out.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The only time I see you is when the idiot hits a three pointer, and I see a Team Toby. Tweet.
With the stupid GIF where no one's in the building and he's yelling at an all-star. It's sickening, dude.
It's my favorite one, man. him yelling he's an all-star and nobody's in the building, man. I love that, man.
It's so Tobias, man. It is so Tobias.
By the way, he should have been an all-star that year.
Sure.
Oh, come on. What are we doing?
Sure. How you feel about that? How you feel about the Sixers, Spike? Big one tomorrow against the Magic. You know, the play-in next week.
Yeah.
Expectations back on this team?
I told you a couple weeks ago I was feeling positive. I'm still feeling really positive. I don't know how you can not be. Embiid looks good. Melton is back. It feels like that for the first time that in the last 10 years that everything seems to be happening at the right time rather than the wrong time. I am incredibly confident. I see fraudulence all over the Eastern Conference. All over. Bucks are frauds. The Cavs are frauds. The Magic are too young. The Knicks are a cute story. The Pacers are a regular season team. Give it to me. I've been negative for every playoffs for the last 5 years. Not this year. This is our year.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
Yeah.
Are we ready? Are you ready
to
take on Jokic in the finals?
Your lips to God's ears. The Embiid versus Jokic finals is, you know,
it's what we need.
You play video games, right? And the end of every level, there's like a boss at the end of every level.
Yeah,
Jokic is truly final boss material. If if the Sixers go through the Heat, Doc Rivers, the Celtics, and Jokic to get to a championship, dude, for the parade, you won't get me to leave. We're going to have to move the studios to Broad Street because I will not leave.
Elliot will be shirtless for sure. I mean,
yeah. Oh my God.
Him being able to like get a win on the Jokic thing would be just be gross. But it's okay.
Oh, man.
As long as it ends.
Yeah.
In
I'm ready.
Sixers
but here's the other thing: Are we ready to take on if we lose to Jokic in the finals?
Give it to me.
I'm with you. Give it to me.
We're talking about. excuse me. We're talking about beating Jokic in the finals. I would actually sort of be happy if they beat one good team in the playoffs, which they've never done. So winning one round against a good team would be a bigger success than any other season over the last 10 years. But I truly feel confident in their ability to compete at a high level. That there are no excuses this year. If there is failure this year, this is on like the, it is up to Joel to show that he is ready for this. If they lose, they can certainly lose, and he can perform at a high level, but we can accept nothing less than him performing at a high level throughout these playoffs. And I just think if he is performing at a super high level throughout these playoffs, I have a hard time believing that they're going to lose in the Eastern Conference, truly.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week. It's got a chance to be a great time. Spike, we'll see you at the MLB trade deadline, okay?
No, it's coming, buddy.
All right.
I'm telling you, it is coming.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
You're gonna wake up one day and I'm going to be like, get back in that booth.
Hey, name is on the show. All right, Spike.
All right, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
All
there
right,
he
guys.
Goes, Spike Gaskin of the Future Afternoon Show. 215-592-9494. We'll get your calls on the other side, plus the text line, before we start leading off next segment here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. Now, NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Ike to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/Ike. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Leading off, coming up here in a few minutes, segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit GoGUIDA.com. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Let's just get right into it. We got to get to the text line brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge online. MTHollyNissan.com. Text line.
$50 Hooters gift card on the line. Why aren't we doing the meet off? Jim in Boston.
Dude, the meet-off was hot in the streets for...
The meet-off?
Yeah, man.
What the hell is that?
Remember the meet-off?
No.
We had the Dietz and Watson meat package to give away, and we had people go back and forth naming as many meats as they could.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
It's a good time.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do remember that.
That was early.
The meet-off.
The meet-off, man. It was perfect.
Brilliant idea by you.
Thank you. Thank you. No one better. What's next?
Who's into flowers more, Chris in Pensauken or Nick Sirianni? Chris in Canada.
Now, Chris in Pensauken is into a
different type of flower than what Nick Sirianni is talking about.
Nick was talking about planting it, getting the roots going, and then going from there.
Although they do that now a lot, too.
Yeah, listen. Believe it or not, it's pretty popular. It's pretty popular. But Chris in Pensauken, different kind of guy.
Yeah, he was talking about a different plant.
He sure was. He sure was. What's next?
I wish social media was around to see Brady look off Ike. Would have gone viral. Jackson and media.
No, it wouldn't have. It was a minor play.
It was third down.
Once again, Eagles can't happen. Eagles can't get off the field on third down. Deion Branch, why was he MVP?
I told you. I think he had like, he might have had like eight or nine catches. Maybe like for a buck 13, buck 20. He didn't score. He didn't get a touchdown. David Givens called a touchdown, and Mike Vrabel called a touchdown.
I remember the Vrabel one. David Givens is a solid little player.
Yeah.
Solid little player. Well, yeah, in that game he had 11 catches for 133 yards.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big day.
Yeah. I mean, it's like watching McCollum when he got it against the Rams. The receiver. I can't think of. Not Amendola. Edelman.
Edelman, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when Edelman got the MVP.
Right. Didn't see
like, Brady had, I think Brady got sacked a couple times and he had a fumble. So maybe that's why he didn't get the MVP.
Yeah.
His numbers weren't great in that game.
It was like a 16-3 game.
Yeah. No. I meant against us.
Oh.
His numbers weren't great in that game.
Yeah. But still. That's all right. Deion Branch, I guess, deserved it.
Yeah.
But whatever. And he did look off my crease in the middle.
It did.
All right, what's next?
Jack was such a bad pitcher that social media clearly avoided him any time he was on the mound. Jamie in Pottstown.
Not Jack.
Pat's line.
There's no proof he pitched.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty of articles.
Oh, I'm talking about video.
No, there's no video.
Come on, we need Twitter clips.
This was.
Where's the video,
I
Will?
I was still in high school in the flip phone era. My mom used to show up at the games with a video camcorder.
Yes.
Like when you used to do the All-Star games. I got some videos of that.
Yes. Yes. How do you think I recorded everything back then?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you had the big one with the long lens, too.
No, I did not. Those are the news cameras. Yeah, not those. Not that size. They had the little handy DVD recorder.
Yeah.
Those that just came out. Those are like a nice little.
Oh.
Nice little gift. Came out just in time, the right time.
So, actually, I didn't miss that era. I had – my parents had one of those big, you know, the black ones with the – but the real big adventure was when they got smaller.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The small little
– little handheld ones, yeah.
That's how you knew you made it. That's how you knew you made it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.